Chicago's home for sports is live from the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio.
This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Now, more Waddle and Sylvie.
Live from Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills on the ESPN Chicago app, on the FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000.
I don't know if he wants me to say it or not. I believe we have the chief of police of Vernon Hills here, right? Are you good with that? And it's nice to see him. We've got, we're protected now.
I feel protected next to you anyway.
We're at Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. We have Marty here.
Marty.
Did you hear who Marty is?
Marty won My Wife a Radio Partner this week.
He was on My Wife a Radio Partner on Wednesday, and he has showed up to the show here on Friday. It is great to see Gideon, too, is here. One of our listeners who has called in. Gideon shows me, it was like he was putting his ring in front of me. I just went to break.
He goes, here it is.
And he's got the mask, and I'm like, who's this dude showing me his hand? And it's Gideon showing me that he's actually married with his wedding ring. So very nice.
Well done, Gideon.
Hip, hip, hooray for Gideon. So it's good to see some listeners that we know. Is that Trey back there as well? Trey Tunes is here as always. New and old listeners, come on by. We're here for a couple more hours. We're giving away Bears-Ravens tickets for Sunday, the game that I will be attending and looking forward to. I know Wilbon's heading to the game. You can win these tickets, Miller Lite Loft. It's all courtesy of our great friends and partner at Miller Lite. The way you do it now is cool, too, the way Travis in marketing has it set up these days. We used to have the whole paper system. You have to fill out everything.
Who's your favorite ESPN personality?
Do we still have the question on the scan code? So you go and you just go to our ESPN table. You scan the phone on the on that code. What kind of code is that called again? QR?
Yeah, it's a QR code.
Just say it's a big maze, you know, the big QR code.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of dots.
QR code, right. I knew it was a code.
Yeah.
And you scan it, and it goes right into your internet, and you fill out everything there, and boom, you're entered. You don't even have to be present to win.
That's fantastic. The magic of technology.
Yes, yes. So we're talking Bears today. Obviously, Khalil Mack is out for the season. That was the breaking news from today if you're just getting into your car. He has been playing with a foot injury. They had been trying to rest him and rehab it and strengthen the injury. Nagy said today the injury has developed more in the toe now, too. He didn't say, though, that playing through it hurt it. But Khalil Mack is now on the shelf for good for the year. He is on the IR for the rest of the year.
This didn't sound like Coach Nagy was willing to, as he usually does, overshare. He usually overshares in all of his press conferences.
The less is more.
Yes. Well, he followed that advice today, which I think is advice he should follow more frequently. But today, it didn't seem like he was willing to overshare.
Akeem Hicks is out for this game, and it looks like A-Rob is doubtful, and he hasn't practiced all week.
Merck, you selling books over there, brother?
Well,
five?
Whoa, we got a side project going on here. Not only are we giving away Miller Lite loft tickets, Randy Merkin has snuck some books to Binney's, and he has set up shop. That's a very Kaplan move right there.
That is.
That's a Cap move right there.
Ouch. Ouch.
Hey, while we're here at Binney's, I've got my book. Gideon just bought a book, and it's something. It's behindtheglassthebook.com. So please go on the website and buy the book so next time we're out, Merkin doesn't do this side book signing thing. You can buy it online behind the glass of the book.
I was going to put one up here, but he sold them all.
Oh, really? Wow. We were going to put it on display?
Yeah, right here.
I got five in my car if you want to resell them.
No? So who are you going to give them to?
Haven't decided yet.
So you bought five. That's a good teammate right there. But I'm interested in who you're going to give them to.
I haven't decided yet.
Your brother, perhaps?
Yeah. I don't know if he reads, but I may send him one.
That's good.
I want story time from Merck. I want him to sit down and kind of light a pipe and read us one of his stories.
It's really good. He did it on Facebook during the pandemic. There was a huge love for him, so he put them all in the book and then some. So here's, as we were talking about the Bears, you want to talk Bears-Ravens, Khalil Mack, 332-3776. Carmen's going to give us his just the picks.
Angry Carmen, I hope.
Yes. And before we leave, we got to play his argument with Mike North over Mitch Trubisky that happens on the Odds Couple today, which is at 7 following Bleck and Abdallah, which is at 6. Here's what I wrote down for the teams, again, that can. This is, if things go right, they are capable to win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't believe the Bears can win a Super Bowl this year, you know? Like, who will win the Super Bowl? That's the million-dollar question. Like, I think in the NFC right now, the best team is the Dallas Cowboys. Like, that's, I think they do it all right now. They've shocked me with how well they got their stuff together all the way around.
They had one bobble. They got boat raced by Denver in their own building. But other than that, they've been very good defensively as well as offensively.
So if you're asking me who will win the Super Bowl, I would tell you Dallas, in my opinion. Right now, in this moment, heading into Week 11, I would say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I would give Green Bay the number one seed in the NFC.
Okay. So these are the teams, though, that I believe can.
Okay.
And we know
let's start with the Lions.
No, let's not. I'm going by divisions right now, all right? So AFC East, I believe there are two teams in this division that can. The Buffalo Bills certainly can, and I believe the New England Patriots now can. I believe they have a quarterback who is doing exactly what they're asking him to do. They're surrounded by smart guys. That defense is playing great football. Bill Belichick is a mastermind. I believe now they can. I believe the Ravens can win the Super Bowl, and that's probably the only team in that division in the AFC North that can. I don't believe the Steelers can. I don't believe the Bengals can, and I certainly don't believe that the Browns can this year win the Super Bowl. In the AFC South, I believe the Titans can win a Super Bowl, and I think that's the only team in that division. The Colts, I don't believe, can, and we know the Jags and Texas can. Kansas City in the AFC West, they're showing you can. I would never count them out with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, no matter how bad they look. I think the Chargers are the team that I've had the toughest time with. I'm leaning towards no.
Yeah, I don't think.
But Justin Herbert's really good, and if he gets hot, and, you know, they do have a good running back. But I'm leaning towards no. They're 5-4.
They wouldn't make my list. Only the Chiefs would make my list out of the AFC.
Okay, now to the NFC. So right now we have 1, 2, 3, we have 5, if you count the Patriots, and I'm not sure if you were
I wouldn't put the Patriots.
So you're at 4, I'm
at
5,
four, yeah.
Okay? Out of the NFC East, the only team that can, in my opinion, is the Dallas Cowboys, and they're my will at this moment. You agree with that?
Yes.
Nobody else, right?
No. I mean, the rest of the East is bad.
NFC North, only the Packers.
Yes. Everyone else is a pretender.
NFC South, only the Bucs.
Only the Bucs.
The Saints cannot.
No.
No matter how good Sean Payton is, the Saints cannot. And certainly Carolina cannot. Now in the West, this is where it gets interesting, I think. Because certainly you have Arizona and the Rams who can.
Yes, I would list them both as cans.
And then we're probably not putting in the Niners.
I'm not.
Or Seahawks.
I'm not putting the Seahawks in either. So that is, I mean, listen.
So you've got 8. I believe I have 9.
I'm not a huge Ravens fan at this point either. They'd be at the bottom of my possibly can list. Like, if we're gonna include everyone, like even with an outside shot, I'd probably put the Ravens in there. But I'm not a huge Ravens fan this year.
Like, you would not say there's no way the Ravens can win the Super Bowl. We saw Joe Flacco lead them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, if that's the case,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I could make a case for, you know, yeah, I don't anticipate this being a year where something like that happens. I think there's too many top-heavy teams in the league.
Like, think about, like, the Eagles and what they did with Nick Foles. Like, that's why I wouldn't write off the Patriots. Like, how could I write off the Patriots at 7-4 with Mac Jones playing the good football that they're asking him to play, and just he's a mastermind.
Well, the Eagles, though, remember when the Eagles, when he got hurt, they were at the top of the heap. Like, I mean, Carson Wentz was on the way to winning the MVP.
And that's why when he got hurt, I wrote them off.
Right.
I said, there's no way they can win a Super Bowl.
But that team would have been on your list at this point in the season,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
So
when Carson Wentz was, what was that, his second year? When he was playing great.
He was the front runner when he got hurt. I believe they were weren't they in L.A.? They were playing the Rams, and I believe he got hurt running the ball into the end zone. Like, look, I love the Patriots story. They've won five in a row. They're playing, as you said, they're playing excellent defense. To win the Super Bowl, though, I think you're going to need more from your offense than they are potentially willing to give you. If they win the Super Bowl, it will be Bill Belichick's best job ever, because you still have a rookie quarterback, and as good as he has been running what they're asking him to run, at some point when you get into the postseason, you're going to need to put it on a team like the Bills or like the Cowboys if you get to the Super Bowl. Or the Chiefs, you're going to have to be able to put a big number up. And against a better team, I'm still a little – like, if I look at this team, of the teams in the AFC, wouldn't the Patriots kind of be the last one when you say, hey, if you've got to get into a shootout with the Bills or even the Ravens or the Chiefs, like, the Patriots are the last team that you would say has got a great chance to do something like that, to get into a shootout and win, if they get forced to play into a shootout.
Do you believe that Bill Belichick would need to get into it? You know what I mean?
Like, they got into a shootout with the Cowboys, and the Cowboys beat them earlier in the year.
Earlier in the year. Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
But look, we know that... Look at what it turned out to be, Tampa and Green Bay last year. That wasn't... You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady needed his defense and needed the Packers to go for a field goal instead of going for a touchdown on fourth down.
I'm giving the Patriots, I'm putting them on my list because I have so much respect for the coach.
So I've talked you into it a bit.
Yeah, but they'd still be like they're on the bottom rung of the can list. But listen, I mean, what they've been able to do defensively, they've been fantastic. And offensively, they're doing just enough. They run the ball well. Mac Jones doesn't make a ton of mistakes. He's making plays. But I still think, can they beat the Bills? Of course they can beat the Bills. At the end of the day, we're in week, whatever it is, they've played nine games. I think the Bills are going to figure it out. I just do. I think by the time we get
to
the stretch
run. Yes.
Yeah,
and Josh Allen's really good.
I mean, the Bills have given up 135 total points this year. I mean, defensively, they've done a really nice job as well as the Patriots. Even when they got beat by the Jags a couple of weeks ago, I think they held the Jags to 9 points. Like, I think they got beat 9-6. So I think the Bills will find their way. Like, listen, I think I could buy the Patriots more than the Ravens, to be honest.
Whoa.
With you. Yeah.
But they have an MVP quarterback. Lamar Jackson is playing MVP level football.
Right now, I don't know if he is, but he has in the past for sure.
He was playing it before this last game. I mean, you're gonna just all of a sudden say now Lamar is not?
Well, he wouldn't be my front runner for the MVP, but that could go back and forth as well. Look, if you go back and look at the game that the Patriots played against the Carolina Panthers, like, Mac Jones was horrible in that game. That's what I'm saying, like, in week 10 or wherever we're at right now, it's hard to really – this whole thing could change.
All right,
like, you could have a team drop out, another team, emerge at some point.
Let's talk to Carmen DeFalco about the NFL. His Just the Picks coming up next. We'll try to make you some money. Then we've got Like It, Love It, and What to Watch For. It's all coming up next.
Welcome back to Waddle and Sylvie live from Benny's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
Let the Miller Lite flow.
We're on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Follow us at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Having a blast here at Benny's Beverage Depot up north in Vernon Hills. Come on out if you're in the northern suburbs and just getting into your car on the way home from work. Stop here. Stock up with your Miller Lite, whether it's for this weekend or the holiday weekend. Remember, Wednesday is one of my favorite drinking days of the year. Always is. It always surprises
Tuesday is one of my favorite days to drink. Monday's not bad. Sunday, I can find the courage to have a
Sunday few. Sunday fun day.
Saturday's usually a big day. Friday's usually, I can get it on as well. Thursday, not so much, but a couple. So, yeah.
I'm saying the specific Wednesday before Thanksgiving has always been a highlight for me. Man. To get your drink on.
I don't like to. I really don't like to highlight one day. I think I treat them all the same.
They're like your children.
Yeah.
Your drinking days are like your children.
Yes, I don't want to. I don't want to. Just look at one and think that that's any better than the other.
Let's get into just the picks with Carmen DeFalco.
Where are you at, Carmen?
Waddle's right. They're all special.
They are, aren't they?
And say hi to my all my guys over there, my great friends over at Binney's. I wish I was there with you guys.
Carm, we had a couple of people come by earlier and wanted to know where the bourbon tasting was going to take, when it was going to take place.
That's what we need to do. We're doing these Whiskey University things right now. We need to do that, like, next time you guys are at Binney's. We need to schedule it where we get, like, Joe and Pat Brophy and Joe Maloney and Brett Pantani from the Whiskey Hotline and that crew. Like, we do like a little whiskey tasting with people.
Totally.
That would be fun.
Someone came up to us before the show and they were asking us what we thought about a specific bourbon. I'm like, you got the wrong guy. That's DeFalco. He's like, oh, I hear you guys talk about booze all the time. I'm like,
show.
That's one where Carmen like reigns supreme. And Waddle and I know very, very little about bourbon. That's probably what I know least about.
That's the angry guy that likes to fight with his odds couple partner.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say likes to fight, and not angry at all. I couldn't stand. I couldn't take it one more day. Mike and I had our come to Jesus moment.
I give you credit, Carm, for being able to just ride with it for as long as you have in terms of that particular item of discussion.
I think he's been chiding me, hoping that I would finally go off, and I did today. What really set me off was the line. Mike said something along the way, but you guys agree with everything Nagy does, and I was like, whoa. And then he said something about Dalton. I'm like, I've never once wanted Andy Dalton. It's an embarrassment that they've signed and started Andy Dalton. And so that's it. It started there, and then it just built. It was. We had it out. Yeah, and poor Luke is on the phone. Luke's like, hey, guys, can I go back to lunch? I don't know. He's like, how did I get stuck in the middle of all
this? That's fantastic.
It was, yeah, so it'll be, you don't want to miss the odds couple tonight for sure.
All right, good. 7 o'clock after Bleck and Abdallah, who are on the air just following us. All right, let's get into the Bears game. Waddle just alerted me at the break. Did the Bears line move back up now with Lamar Jackson news? Yeah.
Yes, back to six, Sylvie. You saw some movement when he missed practice 2 days. I'm a little surprised because they were right out in front of it on Wednesday. John Harbaugh said this is not COVID. I'm a little surprised considering Wednesday to Sunday, not COVID-related, that it moved as much as it did. But you're right. I mean, we saw this thing go all the way down to some 4.5s at a bunch of shops. It is back out to 6, and I'm guessing that's probably the consensus now, and that's probably where it's going to close. And it's not going to help matters that if you were banking on the Bears being as rested and healthy as they're going to be all season, to still not have Khalil Mack doesn't do them any favors. I think the Bears might hang and play well in this game. To be honest, Baltimore's defense is not nearly as vaunted as we've seen in years past. Waddle made the point a couple last week after the Thursday nighter. He said this is probably the worst thing for the Bears. There could be something to that. That clunker they had in Miami probably doesn't bode well because they bounced back under Lamar since the start of 2019. The Lamar and John Harbaugh combo are 6-2 straight up following a loss. So they normally respond and bounce back. Probably not the best thing to happen to the Bears, but there could be some areas where the Bears hang in this game. And if Justin Fields can play the way he did in the second half, for an entire game against that defense that's 25th right now in defensive DVOA, allowing 6.2 yards per play. Only the Jets allow more. I think the Bears can keep it a close game, actually.
Did I hear everybody back the Bears this morning with you guys except for Meller?
Meller did not. Me, Yerk, and Merck all went out on a little bit of a limb together. It's probably going to crack on
win or cover.
I said the Bears win a close one. Make no mistake, I'm not betting the Bears. The Bears will not be a bet that I make this weekend. Picking the game, I picked the Bears to win a close one. At some point, they've got to win out of bye, guys. I don't know if you heard us talking about it. They've got the very, very dubious distinction right now of having the longest losing streak, active losing streak in the NFL in terms of losses out of byes. Three coaching regimes, guys. The last time the Bears won out of bye was November 4th, 2013. That's hard to do. Like, the Jets haven't lost seven straight byes. Yeah, right. I wish. The Jets haven't lost seven straight years out of bye. They've lost seven consecutive seasons out of the bye. That is damn hard to do. It doesn't bode well on the three coaching staffs that we're talking about. It doesn't reflect well on them. Eventually, they're going to win a game with extra time to prepare. Maybe it's this weekend.
And the Ravens are 0-3. Did you mention the Ravens are 0-3 against the spread as a road favorite this year?
Look at you, Silverman. Look at you, Mr. Trend.
It's weird. You've got all this stuff saying, hey, go with the Ravens, and then the Ravens don't cover on the road. So it's an interesting situation. It's a steer clear, though, for you.
Yeah, steer clear game for me. Not a game I will be playing, for sure.
How about the Cowboys and the Chiefs game? I think we could all agree this is going to be the best game of the weekend. And it's a Chiefs team that found a little bit of their swerve on, what was it, Sunday? So whenever they played.
Sunday night.
They found their rhythm. And defensively, they've been better, Carm. How does this work?
They have been, Waddle. I mean, Frank Clark and Chris Jones being healthier makes a huge difference, obviously. Yeah. And I think that's why they have been better. You're not going to confuse them with the early 2000s Ravens or the 85 Bears. But, no, they've definitely been better. I'm waiting for this line. Hopefully it will go to three. And I think that's what I think a lot of sharp bettors are waiting for. I think there is some just pure line value and just value on the Cowboys if this thing would get out to the key number at the field goal. It's 2.5 now. I also think that it scares me a little when everybody's on one side of everything, but the total is so enticing. I mean, Furman was telling us today that his group made the total 53, and they're still not betting the under. That'll tell you all you need to know about how the sharps think about this game. It's at 56, and they're not betting the under. I think it's the first at 38 wins. Both these offenses are top six in the league in EPA per play. They're top four in success rate. They're top five in offensive points per drive. I mean, they're just weapons everywhere. And if the Chiefs can protect the football, I think these two teams are going to go up and down the field, taking turns scoring on one another. The Cowboys might have a little bit of an advantage if they can get that key takeaway that they seemingly get every week right now. Like, good times for the Cowboys. Their defense, I think, is a little overrated because it's been very dependent upon takeaways. But, hey, maybe it's just their year. They're getting them. But I think it should be a fabulous game. Dak is 15-8-1 against the number as a dog in his career. And if it gets to three, I'll definitely be on the Cowboys.
All right. And then what about the division matchup of the Vikings and the Packers? Waddle is with the Vikings. I was tempted. I went with the Packers. Who do you like in this one?
I like the Vikings. I think they've got to make one last stand here, Sylvie. The Packers are almost taking a knee on this division anyway, and if they win this weekend, they certainly will take a knee on the division. I think it's one last stand for the Vikes, who have played well. Coaching holds them back at times. I was happy to see Mike Zimmer tell Clint Kubiak when they got the ball back in a one-score game last week that, hey, we've got to go. We have got to be aggressive. We've got to go. They held the ball for the final 4 minutes. They never gave it back. They converted 2 third-and-longs by throwing downfield, and they went for it on 4th-and-2 instead of settling for a silly 54-yard field goal. Mike Zimmer's been burned too many times, I think, over the years by the kicker, and he finally got the message. They picked up the 4th down, and they kneeled on it. The Vikings, as much as it pains me to say, I think they're a pretty good football team, and I think they need one last stand here to make a statement in this division. I think that's why they'll play well. Zimmer's 4-0 against the number as a home dog inside the division. Probably not going to matter. The best of the number is gone. It's down to a half. It'll be a pick 'em tomorrow, and a lot of people think the Vikings will be the favorite come Sunday afternoon. But I do like the Vikings a little in the spot, certainly at +1.5 if you can still find it, but that's probably gone.
Carm, good NFC West matchup as the Cardinals visit the Seahawks. What happens?
Boy, I tell you, Russell Wilson probably came back too early last week, guys, right? He didn't look it. For all the talk about not sleeping, you know, for more than five, it was ridiculous, right? Like, he didn't look it. I mean, to think that team could get a shutout, pitched against him, like, or to have a shutout like that, it was sort of surprising. This is a weird one for me. I don't know what to do with the Cardinals. I think metrically there's some value in Seattle +2.5. That line's actually gone down a little, so money has come in on the Seahawks. I think last I looked it was at 2 or even 1.5. Kyler's trending towards a return. I think it makes a lot of difference. Speaking of last stands, I mean, this is probably it for the 3-6 Seahawks. And in that building where they've gone 15-8-1 against the spread as a dog inside the division under Pete Carroll, maybe there's a little value on the Seahawks. I think under normal circumstances in previous years, and if Russ was healthy, this would be a no-brainer. The line also probably wouldn't look like 2.5 like it opened, but I think it'd be more of a no-brainer. I'm having a tough time with this. Seattle is very methodical, guys. They run the fewest number of plays in the NFL this season. If they can sort of play methodically, stay on the field, move the chains, go on some long drives, and keep Kyler on the sideline, maybe there's a path to success. But I don't know, just Russ not being healthy and I don't know if I totally trust that defense yet. And Chris Carson not being back, and now Alex Collins popping up on the injury report. I just don't feel good about backing the Seahawks.
All right, give us a play or two that you love this weekend.
Well, like I said, I do like the Vikings. I think if the Cowboys get to 3, that's one we should look at. And I think the Colts are going to play well against the Bills. You know, the Bills are number one.
Circled. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bills are number one in overall defensive DVOA, guys, and that's thanks in large part to their defensive unit. But they've played a shoddy schedule of opponents, man. I'm telling you, they played the Dolphins twice. They played the Steelers, Texans, Jags, Jets, and Washington football team. Those teams are 28th, 22nd, 32nd, 24th, 26th, and 20th in offensive DVOA. This is a better offense that they're finally going to face. Jonathan Taylor is a man possessed right now. The Colts, since week 4, are second in the NFL behind only Tampa Bay, guys, in expected points per play. I mean, like, they are really playing well. As long as Carson Wentz doesn't throw anything left-handed, I think it's close. I think they'll be in the game. Weather could be an issue, but one trend to note, Indy is 10-1 to the over, guys, in their last 11 against teams with winning records. That is strong. They are calling for maybe some precipitation and strong winds, so track that, and it could affect the betting markets, and it could affect how you play it. It's about 49.5 or 50. But if the weather is benign and it's not bad, I think the over might be a good play in that game too. But that's something to track as we get closer to game time on Sunday.
All right, Carm, good stuff. And I'm also
all right,
told,
guys.
I'm told the Eagle has landed. The audio is in the system of you and Northy. We're going to play that at 5:15 or somewhere.
You guys
around
can play
there.
It. Let me know what you think.
5 o'clock right? hour for the little teaseroo of Northy and Carmen going at it over Mitch Trubisky.
We love each other, but we finally had to have it out. We did.
your relationship's in a better place for it.
Actually, you know what? It did feel good at the end of the show. We kind of needed that. We needed to clear the air.
He'll
finally
be chirping
about Mitch,
at you on social media all week.
He might be. You know how he is. He might be. I love him, but yeah.
All right, Carm, good
all
stuff.
All right, boys.
Thank you.
See ya.
There you go. We're at Benny's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills. Come out and see us. We've got about an hour till we give away these Bears-Ravens tickets. You could scan the QR code and fill out the form and say hello to us. And a lot of great people here coming up. A little Like It, Love It action and what to watch for. It's all next.
Live from Benny's in Vernon Hills, it's Miller Time with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Been a great pleasure meeting a lot of our fans. We don't do a lot of appearances up north. Are we up north in the true northern suburbs? We're usually out west.
Yeah.
Northwest, but
we were
Vernon
way
Hills
north
today.
And way west last night.
Yeah, Johnsburg.
Yeah.
I missed that one after being in COVID protocol for that weekend, but I escaped all negative.
Excellent.
Which was a great thing, and it's great to be here at Benny's Beverage Depot. Courtesy of Miller Lite, we've got Travis, was I right? Are we giving away the tickets around 5:30? Is that what we're doing? So you got till about 5:30 to enter for the tickets. You have till 6 to come by and see us and stock up for the weekend with ice-cold Miller Lite.
Miller time.
And, of course, for that holiday weekend. All right, let's make some bad picks, at least for Waddle and me. Though you had a good week last week, didn't you?
I claimed that I was going to turn it around, and I think I took step one towards accomplishing that.
And Black and Abdallah have been hot so far, so let's get into Like It, Love It.
I like it, I love it.
Just a little taste of it.
Like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Adam Abdallah.
Waddle did make a good comeback. He went 2-1. He got his likes and his loves. No taste, though.
That's okay, though. That's a 5-point week right there.
So Bleck is in first place. He has 32. I have 25. Waddle has 23.
Yeah.
Am I still in the teens?
You're still 19, yeah. 19.
Yeah. 19.
Back.
Bleck's got a 5-point lead over the next closest? Is
Seven.
That what you say? 7-point lead?
Mm-hmm.
He has been
waiting
for the football season.
Guys, it was my theme for this entire calendar year, right?
Yep.
Like throughout the baseball season. And with basketball, I say, come on, guys, wait, let's get to football. Now football's here, and let's go. It's go time. But we got to focus on the week in front of us. Can't look back on the success that we've had to this point. Here's the problem this week, guys, for my like. I have 6 games written down here on my piece of paper.
There are too many games.
I am all over the place. So here you go. My like, I think I'm going to lean with what I saw last week from Carolina, and I think it carries over. Carolina's a favorite by 3 over the Washington football team. Give me the Panthers minus the 3 as my like.
Okay. You're riding with the Panthers. Abdallah, what do you got?
Cam Newton getting the start.
Yeah,
Cam.
Gentlemen, we go to Saturday. Alabama and Arkansas. Arkansas does one thing well. They run the ball really, really well. And Alabama does one thing really well on defense. They stop the run better than any team in college football. So I don't think that Arkansas is going to be that successful. Arkansas also doesn't blitz a lot. They like to drop a 7, and they also sometimes like to drop 8 to confuse quarterbacks. So I think that'll confuse Bryce Young a little bit. Mac Jones only put up 200 yards against Arkansas last year. So I like the under in this game, under 58.5 in Alabama, Arkansas.
There you go. My like is the over in the Bears game. The total is 44.5. I think the Ravens defense, as we've said, is dead last in the league in terms of passing yards allowed. I think Carmen also referenced their DVOA defensively, not great as well. So I think the Bears will score some, and I think that the Ravens will score as well against our defense. So I like the over 44.5 in the Bears game.
I'm going to play a total in the Bears game as well, Waddle. I saw this one being advertised a little bit earlier by somebody I followed. I hopped on it, and I made the play. David Montgomery over 61.5 yards rushing in this game. I'm taking the over in this. A-Rob probably isn't going to play, and while the Ravens aren't good against the pass like you just mentioned, they want to keep establishing the rush. And I think we were wondering, me more than you, because you're like, you got to give it to Montgomery. I like the way Khalil Herbert played. They went basically all Montgomery. And Montgomery has gone over this total the majority of the games that he has played. So I'm going over David Montgomery, 61.5.
You can run it on them as well. They don't give up a ton of yards over the course of the game, but they give up 4.2 yards per carry. So I don't think the Bears will shy away from running it on them.
All right, so let's go to Black. What do you got for your love?
Okay, for my love, about 10 minutes ago, Carmen laid out all the different stats and trends for the Cardinals and the Seahawks, and I think a lot of people are leaning Seahawks because they get Russell Wilson back, you know, a couple weeks or last week. They're at home. Carmen talked about trying to limit the possessions and how they're methodical down the field. But I have seen the Cardinals be the best team in football for this entire season, and they get their quarterback back this week, Kyler Murray. The 1.5, I think the Cardinals cover that. Minus the 1.5 on the road, they're the best team in football. I'm going Cardinals.
Okay. What do you got, Abdallah?
Gentlemen, we go to Saturday. Michigan plays Maryland this week. Maryland 5-5. But in those 5 losses, they've lost by a combined 28 points per game. They lost to Iowa by 37. They lost to Ohio State by 49. So basically, if you're good, you're going to beat Maryland by a lot. So I like Michigan. I know it's 14.5 and it's not 14. Maybe wait till Saturday. Maybe wait till tomorrow closer to game time. See if it goes to 14. I've also seen it at 15.5 in places, but at our place, it is 14.5. So Michigan minus 14.5. I love it.
My love is the Bucks at home Monday night over the Giants. They're giving the Giants 11. It's a big number, but the Bucks are pissed.
10.5 now.
Wow. Oh, good. So that it's helps 10.5. Right? Yes. The Bucks aren't happy. Like you saw Tom Brady, he wasn't happy. Bruce Arians wasn't happy. I believe Gronk is trending in the right direction. Has he been ruled out or has he been ruled in or is he going to be available? I'm not sure. Even if he doesn't play, I still love the Bucks to bounce back against a bad Giants team and try to get themselves back on track. So I love the Bucks minus 10.5.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to the game of the weekend, and I'm taking the Cowboys as a dog. Is anyone playing better than the Cowboys, and you're giving me some points here? I know Kansas City's playing better, but I believe that even though the Chiefs are playing for a lot, Dallas wants to show just how real they are. So I love the Cowboys plus 2.5.
Oh, all right, time gross. For the taste. You know, so Sylvie, I would like, you know, I just thought about giving a taste to the Cowboys at 2.5, the Saints at 2.5. Both, if either of those games are at 3, I would absolutely gamble on them. I'm staying away from both of those, even though I want to. I'm going to give you the Bills minus 7 because the Bills have the best defense as far as defensive yards per play. And I think Buffalo is ready to take advantage of a team like the Indianapolis Colts. So give me the minus 7, Buffalo. I think they're going to get rolling.
Okay, so you're going against Carmen on that one. Carmen, I think, liked the
calls. You know, I think it's the Buffalo defense, plus I think that they've beaten bad teams. Now they need to beat a decent team, and I think at home there's that Orchard Hills thing that happens out there. People go nuts, Bills Mafia. So I'm going minus the 7 with the Bills.
Just jump on a table.
Yeah, Sunday. Let's light it on fire first.
Yeah, light it on fire.
Now what about Saturday? What, Abdallah?
So you can watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Waddle, will you do me a favor? Will you give yourself a lick? Will you lick your hand? How do you taste?
No, gross.
How do you taste?
No, just not in COVID. Here.
How do you taste?
Let me give you some sanitizer, then you can lick that.
How do you taste?
Why would I want to eat sanitizer?
Because I'm going to get a taste of Waddle on Saturday. I'm going to go with Boston College minus a point and a half.
Don't taste Waddle.
I'm tasting some Waddle.
Please don't taste Waddle.
Tasting some Waddle. Give me a taste of Waddle.
JR, what do you think, JR?
He's just shaking.
No taste required. No, thank you.
My taste is the Browns. They're getting Nick Chubb back.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the minus 12. Some guy named Timmy Boyle is playing for the Lions, a quarterback possibly. So I know it's a big number, and I know the Browns are coming off an absolute paddling at the hands of the Patriots. But I'll take a little taste of the Browns minus 12.
All right. It is funny. I think we all do know a kid named Timmy Boyle.
Of course you do.
We all grew up with a Boyle.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about Patty Boyle.
I went to Boston College. I can guarantee you there was at least one Tim Boyle there when I was there.
I went to high school with a Greg Boyle.
There you go.
So we all know a Boyle.
Bet you he had a Tim somewhere in his.
I bet he does. You know, I'm between two games, kind of like Black. I think any time the Texans are an underdog that you just – take the other team to cover. So I was thinking about the Titans, but I'm going to emotionally hedge here. And I mentioned this earlier. The Bulls are at the end of the road trip. They've had problems with bigs. It's only a 1-point game right now for the Nuggets. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Bulls can go 3-2 on the West Coast trip. I think they're tired. I think they want to get home. I'm going to take the Nuggets to win tonight. So I'm going to get a taste of the Nuggets.
I bet you are. You tasted the Nugs.
Taste my Nugs.
That's it?
They're Nugs. Denver's Nuggets.
The end of it.
And that is the end of it.
It may be the end of the segment.
Yes. And then we got what
forever.
What to watch for is coming up. We got to get to Northeast fight with Carmen over Mitch Trubisky. We got to recap the big news of the day with Khalil Mack out for the season and talk some Bears. The phone lines are here for you as well. 332-3776. We're live in the Northern Burbs, Vernon Hills, Binney's Beverage Depot on ESPN 1000.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago.
Now, more Waddle and Sylvie.
Live from Binney's Beverage Depot in Vernon Hills on the ESPN Chicago app, on the FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000. Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
That's right, What to Watch For each and every weekend. As we head into the weekend, I should say. Fridays at 4:45.
I'm telling you, I watched more. I was telling you earlier in the week, I watched more television last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think, than I've seen in years. I watched everything. Everything.
And that's all good, though. You're good
with
it, right?
Oh, it was all fantastic, yeah.
Of course, What to Watch For is brought to you by our friends at Swift and Sons. I was just texting with Kevin Bame a little earlier today.
Yeah, look at you.
The Boca Restaurant Group. It's Bame. It's Cats. That's how they get Boca.
Waddle
just learned that. B-O-K-A from Bame and Cats. And you know who's going to cook you up a meal, don't you?
Pandel.
Yeah. Chef Pandel.
Yeah, Chef Pandel.
He's going to take out his pan, and he's going to Pandel that thing, and he's going to make you a steak that you are absolutely going to love and a meal that you will never forget. It is Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist located in the Fulton Market District.
Fun place, too.
It is a fun place.
Yeah.
And the desserts are outstanding as well. It was for Danny Lynch's birthday. There were some great donuts in the office.
They were cookies that I actually...
cookies, is that what they were?
Yeah.
And you're like...
I had a half a cookie.
And you're like, so I have a cookie. I go, I can't. I'm just doing this too much. And he goes, I know what you're going to do this weekend. You're going to have ice cream and you're going to have cake. I go, yes, that's why I can't do it now. Because that's why you saw it, Trevor. Yeah, my buddy Trevor's here. I was out to dinner with Trevor on Saturday. I had a full twist. One of the soft serve ice cream things. That they make at Greenwood, and it was the twist ice cream. And I just devoured that myself.
So that half a cookie that you passed on to celebrate Danny Lynch's birthday is going to make an enormous difference over the course of the week?
Wherever I can win, I got to take the wins where I can because it's the weekend and that's when it's me time. You know, and I'm going to get ice cream with a twist. And the point is here at Swift & Sons, they've got awesome desserts too.
Yeah.
What are you watching for? So TV.
I'm going to reiterate something that I saw the first episode of. I don't know how many people were locked into it. The mayor of Kingstown, Jeremy Renner, is the star of the show. I think Kyle Chandler is the guy that played the coach in Friday Night Lights, right?
He's a great actor.
He was in it in episode one as well. It's one of those shows that in episode one, something dynamic happens that you would have never expected to happen.
Really?
And it keeps you coming back for episode two.
Where do we get this? Is it on Paramount?
Paramount. So if you watch Yellowstone.
You have to pay for Paramount. This is where I'm still confused.
I don't know. You know
I pay for
everything.
Because I get Yellowstone for free, but they say this is streaming on Paramount. Is this on a television on one like CMT?
I wish I could tell you. I got two Hulus. I got Xfinity. I got Netflix. I got it all.
I'm like you. Carmen's saying that he's.
I'm not bragging either. I'm just like my kids have signed me up for everything, and I've got no chance to get out.
Well,
of
that's what I'm saying. Like Carmen is taking a stand, and my what to watch for is the Tom Brady thing. I've talked about it this week. Yeah. It's what is it? The man in the warehouse? What are they calling this thing? The man in the arena.
The man in the warehouse.
The man in the Benny's
special room over here.
It's basically the Tom Brady Last Dance, or at least like the Tom Brady doc. A new episode drops every Tuesday, ESPN Plus. Carmen was raging against, out of all the things that he won't sign up for, he's not signing up for ESPN Plus. First of all, ESPN Plus and Disney is offered in a bundle.
Bundle it.
So if you have Disney, you need to get ESPN Plus. If you like hockey, this is not like a thing for our company. I'm not doing because there's good stuff.
We don't work
here.
For the mouse any longer.
There used to be the Kobe breakdown of NBA games there. Peyton Manning used to do a show there. There is going to be more coming to ESPN Plus, but this documentary is so good. And I'm on ESPN Plus, and I'm on the opposite of Carmen. I'm signing up for everything because I am scared to miss anything. Because there's a good show here, and there's a good show there, and I need Apple TV for Newsroom. Season 2 of Newsroom is coming out.
Oh, yeah, good.
Like, I need all of these. Who am I going
to... Carm's going to drop a dime on the Pacers-Hornets game tonight, but he won't spend the $2 that he needs to bundle for, you know...
I think it's like $69 nice for the year for ESPN Plus. It's like... a bottle of bourbon for him.
Yeah.
For the whole year, you get whatever's on.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know what at the end of the year what the tally is for. Because I'm paying for television in a home that I know I don't. It's not even coming through.
But it brings you joy. You're watching more TV than you ever have.
Than ever before.
Black Abdallah, what are you guys watching for?
Gentlemen, we go to Hulu. I'm going to be watching The Curse of Von Dutch. Do you guys remember Von Dutch? The hats.
Oh, there was a clothing line, no?
The dumb shirts. Yeah, it was. So it was started by a cocaine kingpin and his buddy and a gangster. And so, and then they, like, there's murder involved and there's a bunch of celebrities who were paid to wear it and all this kind of stuff. As someone who is from the Von Dutch era, I never owned any, thank God, because I wasn't a douche.
Stop it.
No, it's true.
It's true.
There's literally an episode. The third episode is called Von Douche.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Absolutely. So I'm going to watch this. It's on Hulu. It's three episodes. It's kind of like a documentary thing. It's got a bunch of celebrities in it who wore it and all that good stuff and all the people involved. So I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
So then I'm going to be watching for Black and Abdallah tomorrow, Chicago's College Tailgate in Palos Heights at Joe Daniels at 11 a.m. We're going to be doing our college football show tomorrow. And then also, let me give you guys this one. On HBO Max, there's a new documentary, Jagged, about Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill album.
What a great album.
I've watched most of it so far. I'm going to finish it. It's very good.
Isn't she a judge on one of the shows? I think she's...
she on The Voice or something like
that? Kelly Clarkson.
What's it called?
That's Kelly Clarkson.
I think she's on... she was on something.
She's a judge on it, like where the performers do the show or do their performance backstage.
Okay.
And then it's projected on some sort of screen in front.
Oh, Alter Ego.
There you go. I think she's a judge.
Alter Ego.
Yeah. That's a Fox vehicle.
Saw an article.
No, I was a big fan of that album. And doesn't she tour and perform that entire album on tour?
I think she just did because it was the anniversary of it.
Yeah. I know I'm getting you for
the
holidays.
That's a hell of an album. Like,
yeah, it
was we were
great.
Just talking about mid-90s. That is, Jagged Little Pill is fantastic.
Was she Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift was Taylor Swift with regard to the meanings behind some of her songs?
Because of the Dave Coulier one?
I don't know.
Like, as far as, like, just like, angst?
Yeah,
towards,
yeah. Like, you did me bad, so what I'm going to do is write a song that's going to be really popular, and you're going to be an ass. I'm going to out you as being an ass.
Maybe.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. For sure.
All right, good stuff there. That's why I love this segment. All right, coming up in 2 minutes, yesterday's NFL game has some Bears fans saying, see, I told you about the current Bears. We'll talk about that in 2 short minutes.